California Governor Newsom planning climate collaboration trip to China. Following a visit from a delegation of Chinese officials last month, California Governor Gavin Newsom is headed to China in October to strengthen climate partnership, according to statements he made during an interview with Politico September 12. "We get it in the state of California, but we're responsible now to not just understand the impacts, but also to address the solutions," Mr. Newsom said in the interview. "That's why I'll be going to China in a few weeks. To build on the work we've done in China on climate, and I don't think there's anything more essential." During the talk, Mr. Newsom stressed the importance of acting with international partners, declaring the issue a matter that is threatening humanity. "The importance, the imperative of maintaining a relationship on climate with China is about the fate and future of the planet," Mr. Newsom said in the interview. "It's too important. It's another example where California needs to lead, and I think that steady leadership matters." Noting the origins of historic legislation in the Golden State, including the Air Resources Act signed by Ronald Reagan in 1967 to regulate tailpipe emissions, the nation's first such law, Mr. Newsom stressed the need for California to work together with other partners. "We forged a bipartisan alliance of governors around the nation," Mr. Newsom said. "And we're working with subnationals around the globe to sign agreements, so that we could be the tent pole, so that we can address the world's anxiety." The governor noted that such work follows on the progress made by former Governor Jerry Brown, who led efforts to establish similar agreements with local and regional governments in 2015. Mr. Brown traveled to China and met with President Xi Jinping in 2017 to discuss climate partnerships after former President Donald Trump pulled the United States from the Paris Climate Accords. Officials from the province of Hainan, the smallest in geographic terms and the southernmost in China, led by Vice Governor Chen Huaiyu, joined Mr. Newsom for a ceremony August 3 to sign a memorandum of understanding regarding shared goals to reduce carbon and regulate greenhouse gas emissions. "We're glad to partner with California as we both take meaningful steps to fight the global climate crisis," Mr. Huaiyu said in a joint press release with the governor the same day. "We share the desire to raise the bar for climate solutions like cleaning our air, advancing zero-emission vehicles, and embracing clean energy. Regional agreements exist with Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia, and similar international memorandums were signed by delegates from California with Canada, New Zealand, and Japan in 2022. When asked if the upcoming trip would include a meeting with Chinese President Xi, the governor said he was unsure and laughed off the remark. "That remains to be determined. We're doing subnational work in the absence of any other leadership," Mr. Newsom said during the 45-minute-long discussion. "We've got a lot of work that we'll be doing, and we've already got an amazing agenda." In regard to questions about discussions with President Joe Biden regarding the trip, he rattled off a long list of statistics that he said are proof of the Biden administration's success before acknowledging that some form of communication took place. "You better believe I coordinated with the White House," Mr. Newsom said. Officials from within the Biden administration also recently traveled to China with agendas related to climate change. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and John Kerry, the special presidential envoy for climate, both visited in July, though no climate agreements were reached. While collaborative discussions have taken place in the past, all communication ceased after Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in August 2022, at a time when military activity around the area was creating political tension. Talks resumed in November, and Mr. Newsom now pointed to the need for open dialogue and productive communication with China. "Divorce is not an option," he said. Members from Mr. Newsom's administration, including climate advisor Lauren Sanchez, Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot, and California Air Resources Board Chair Leanne Randolph, visited China at the end of August for a 5-day trip to collaborate on policy and technological advances. The group met with Xie Zhenhua, China's climate envoy, to further develop agreements established through diplomatic ties in 2013 that led to the 2019 formation of the California-China Climate Institute, a think tank created in partnership with the University of California, Berkeley. In response to opening remarks made by the moderator declaring Sacramento a global capital, the governor agreed and pointed to the vast innovation and economic activity across the state, suggesting that such dictates the need to act as a global leader, but with cooperation from others. "We play an outsized role as soon to be the fourth largest economy in the world," Mr. Newsom said. "However, we can't do it alone." A spokesperson for the governor's office declined the Epoch Times's request for comment.